This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Thursday, February the 13th. Not an unlucky day. It's actually lucky for us here on the DJV program, not because Jennifer and Victoria are both gone today, but because we're getting to know a new member of the clan. Laura Banks is here, noted author, actress. She's become one of the country's foremost astrologers at Stargal Network. You're going to have a very interesting conversation with her. We were just teasing with Kara. Kara's at the controls as usual in our Washington studio, the main studio of our originating network, Radio America. And so the masked singer last night outed Chaka Khan. And Laura's immediate response to that is, oh, yes, I have so much in common with her. I played Khan's girlfriend in The Wrath of Khan, the Star Trek movie, which Ricardo Montalban was the bad guy. So were you a bad guy? I remember you in the role, but I don't remember whether you were a good guy or a bad guy, because he was a bad, bad guy. So doesn't it stand to reason that you, as his girlfriend, would be a bad, bad girl?
Well, Kirk and crew left us stranded on a planet.
So it was their fault.
We were a little pissed. But don't forget, I was born on Chaka Khan's birthday, so the Wrath of Khan, Chaka Khan.
Right, there it is.
And March 23rd. It stops right there, the similarities, although I do like to sing.
Yes, I know you do. Chaka Khan. So what was it like? Just give people a little insight as we get to know you. What was it like? What acting roles like that, when you have such the star power around you, does that enter into what goes on the set, or is it just everybody's doing their job?
Everybody's doing their job. Ricardo Montalban was a true hero. I mean, the guy had a horse falling injury from decades before, and as a matinee idol, fell off a horse. And he was in pain all the time, Doug. And every time they yell cut, the guy would be just in agony and fall to a chair. And when they yell action, the guy was like all muscle and in character. And that was his whole career. He did that for like 20, 30 years after he fell off the horse.
Now, see, I never knew that. Really?
Yeah. And everybody was just, you know, you're dealing with a Star Trek 2. Star Trek 1 was a complete bust because Gene Roddenberry wanted to make the spaceship the star of the movie. And so, 2, we had very little money to work with. And so everybody had to be really, really present and get the shot and get out and get to the next shot. So it was just not a lot of kidding around.
Yeah, right. Keep it moving. But he was always, people remember him as a matinee idol, very handsome guy, was in lots of television programs, lots of movies. He didn't often play the bad guy. I remember him in many Cowboys, but perhaps he's best remembered for Rich Corinthian Leather.
Yes. Well, that was the Reliant. That was the Reliant car, and the Reliant was the name of our spaceship.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that, really. Well, that was not by accident then, probably.
I can't think it was, but it's just, it's just a strange thing.
Yeah, very strange.
Rich Corinthian Leather.
All right, so here we are, looking into the week of all of our romances and love. Jesus said, remember, you must love your neighbor as yourself. Some words of wisdom for us to keep in mind through this happy Valentine's week from Doug Steffen and the members of the gang on the DJV program. Without a question, the whole business about politics, I'm going to spend a minute or two talking about Michael Bloomberg in a moment. But our focus here, if you look at some of the pictures, the video, and the stills coming out of China, it's like every city is a ghost town. People riding around on bicycles with masks on, but the streets, no traffic. It really is. It's the eeriest thing to get a grasp on what's going on and understand how closed down the country has become. And the impact of this being felt in many different ways, it could be, if this thing is contained in China, that 1 million Chinese will die. The numbers have, in the last 24 to 48 hours, have jumped dramatically as how many people have this thing over in China, not around the rest of the world, really. Mm-hmm. And in terms of deaths, I think the number of people that died up like 100% from the day before. So this is a serious reality there. serious for the rest of us because the world is so small. And, yeah, people are getting out of there that do have it, and they're sort of being contained. And I think that that is, I think it's okay, or it seems to be okay. I mean, I don't have worry for the rest of the world. I don't have worry for China. And this may sound cruel. There may be some karma involved here. Although the Chinese people are not bad people, their government is. So is there, does karma play into things like this, do you think, Carrie? Yeah, you've heard us talk about karma, but more Laura thinking about it because that's part of how she deals with people who are clients and stuff these days. What about karma?
Well, we're all in the same fabric. It's planetary karma, really,
mm-hmm.
And it's all predestined. I mean, we think we have some will in it, we have some say, but pretty much the track we're living on was set by our time of birth and by what we chose and by previous lifetimes. So yes, there is some fee being paid to some energetic system. There is. There's no question.
Yep, inside, whatever, how it works. Well, just hold a good thought for the people that get it and know that there's a lot of work being done internationally and nationally. America has sent, and so has the World Health Organization, people over there to work on it. The trouble is the Chinese are not forthcoming because they lie about everything. And so they really haven't told the truth yet, although the truth is kind of eking out a little bit here and a little bit there as to how this all got started in a laboratory where they were doing research on viruses and bacteria. And, you know, when it comes...
I thought it was from the raw and the cooked meats at some open square somewhere. It was in a
it goes beyond that. It comes from animals, the rodents and whatever, bats, rats, eating stuff. The open air markets, that's one of the things that we don't really see that much of in America, but around, especially in Asia. Everything is in parts of Africa. I mean, you can go, where's the most recent place I've been where all the food's hanging out on the street, and you can, you know, many of the old world countries, the meat and everything is just out on the sidewalk.
It's just hanging out there.
Just hanging out. So anybody can chew on it, and day or night, they don't even put the stuff away. So the food, the precautions we take here for food, we go overboard to but the nth degree, whereas in these countries, they don't protect the food sources at all.
It's also just more sensationalism, you know.
Yeah.
Zhang Nashan, China's foremost medical advisor on the outbreak, insisted that the number of new cases are dipping in some parts of the country, and the containment may peak this month and then plateau.
Yeah. So it depends on where. You remember that China is a huge country geographically, and what is on one. I mean, it's silly to look at it that way. This province is a nightmare. And the provinces that touch it, where people have gone now, they've just closed off the province. It would be like you're in Florida, and Florida is now excommunicated from the rest of the United States because something's going on there, and we have to keep everybody in Florida, and no one can come in.
Isn't it already that way? Isn't Florida,
Florida
already from the rest of the country? Every bad headline, you know, the man from Florida. Oh, my gosh, what are we doing now? I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah, I know it. So anyway, that's what's going on in that department. I want to speak to some of the stuff. I get a kick out of all of the attention. I saw something, and I read all the magazines, so I get a feel for everybody. Mother Jones and Reason and Newsmax. And so I've noticed more and more, especially in the right-wing sort of conservative news media, that they're taking more time to take shots at Michael Bloomberg because they realize that this, in the back of their minds, they've started to figure out that this is the guy they're really going to have to contend with. Whether you think that's the case now, we have all this theater around Bernie and Elizabeth Warren and Mayor Pete, but the bottom line is, and I'm convinced of this, and I should probably ask you whether you've done a chart on him or not. Laura is a great astrologer. And as done many of the famous people, have you done Bloomberg's chart yet?
Let me look him up right now. I did have an opportunity to meet the man in his Bloomberg office, and
I did too.
Yeah,
I like him a lot. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so the President Trump fans are all over him now, trying to discredit him, And I get, you know, this whole business about racism this week, the fact that he, you know, the tweet was, wow, Bloomberg is a total racist. Well, the audio snippet that came from 5 years ago when Bloomberg was at the Aspen Institute, it was leaked by, I think, either Bernie or Elizabeth, somebody, or Bernie or Joe Biden, to try to, you know, kick him out of the way. Bloomberg was defending a police tactic called stop, question, and frisk, which helped drive violent crime to record lows during his time as mayor in New York. That's just the fact. Whether you like the way it was done or not,
yeah,
that was what happened. It started during Giuliani's era, and then Bloomberg became the mayor, and he kept it up, but it was relaxed a little bit. Anyway.
His birthday is tomorrow, and he's an Aquarius.
Really?
Yeah, and he will survive this. As an Aquarian, he is revolutionary, and that does make him a force to be reckoned with. The eccentricity and the power of an Aquarian in a position of leadership, in fact, more presidents are Aquarians than any sign in the zodiac.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What he said, he was talking about how you can hand police a Xerox description of someone who fit, you know, who was being looked for in crime. The way that what he decried was that the description was male, minority, 16 to 25. Well, that fits 95% of the city's murder cases.
Yeah.
And he said the way you get guns out of the kids' hands is to throw them up against the wall and frisk them. And,
yeah,
you know, it
and
may be politically incorrect, but it worked.
And certain parts and communities and areas of a city have more crime than another area.
Absolutely.
Sorry, that's how
yeah.
it works. That's why we have
right.
more cops there, because
right.
because there's more crime.
And nobody's paid any attention to this until he decided that he would run for president, and now everybody is he's a racist, which is nonsense.
Well, Trump has a hard time with the black vote anyway, so he's going to try yeah. and squash anyone who may lay that same tag on somebody else.
I find it interesting also. The Culinary Workers Union in Las Vegas posting flyers inside employee areas of all the casinos in Las Vegas warning that Senator Sanders would end the health care program for the union if elected through his Medicare for All proposal. This is an interesting angle. I hadn't even thought about this. The message, now that it's getting around, certainly will damage him, and maybe it was even started by the DNC because they don't want Bernie Sanders to be their standard bearer for nothing. They just want nothing to do with him.
Nothing.
So we'll see what other kinds of stuff gets kicked around. Right now, I want you to think about how your waistline is doing. Valentine's Day, yum, yum, chocolate day, eat, 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 love, love, love. Okay, well, maybe it's time for you to think about burning off some of that fat as a result of all of your glibness from Thanksgiving through the holiday parties, through Christmas and New Year's, and now it's time for us to really reckon with what you've eaten and how you look. And the way to do that is to use Calitrin. Calitrin is the healthiest way, most successful way in the history of weight loss programs in our country. This is the most successful, 86%. Of the people, and this is not by their count. They ask people to tell their stories about how it works or it doesn't work. And they keep the stats, and over 20 some odd years, 86% of the people that have gone on the Calitrin program have successfully lost weight and kept it off. All natural, no drugs, no stimulants, none of that stuff. Let's get the healthy, active ingredients into your body so you can lose weight the safe, effective way. It's not going to happen overnight. You got to do it a little bit at a time. But, you know, think about some of these diets, the keto diet and this diet and that diet and exercise programs. All those are good, but you can't keep the weight off unless you get on this program. It's the way you keep it off. Valentine's special this week. Go to calitrin.com. Use the DJV code and you get the Valentine's deal, which saves you lots of money on each bottle and free bottles, all that good stuff, free shipping. DJV code at calitrin.com to lose the weight and keep it off.
Hi. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
One of the most fantabulous portions of the program every week on Thursdays at this point in our music segment in this hour. It's Throwback Thursday time. Each week we take the top five songs, Laura, from this week in a particular year. It's 1975 this week. So we have five songs and we'll focus on them. And if I feel the audience would be missing something without me singing along, then I will do that. And you can feel free to do that, too, if you would like,
although it's
not easy to do that with this tune. Number five this week in 1975, The Doobies and Black Water. You want to crank it up, Carrie? Remember this song, Laura?
Oh, yeah. Well, if it rains,
I don't care, don't make no difference. I don't sing along with stuff like this. And the songs, by the time we got into the middle of the 70s, the music was much less singable. It was, you know, interesting, entertaining. But, for example, number four this week, Grand Funk Railroad, it's Some Kind of Wonderful. I don't know if you can sing that. Kind of can. Yeah. But you.
Yes, she is. Yeah. Yeah.
You can move to it. Right? Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, that's all right. Uh-huh. You'll fall right in here. 25, almost 26 after the hour. Jennifer and Victoria are out today. Kara Schillen at the controls. And you had Laura Banks moving and grooving to the Grand Funk Railroad. All right, number three for me, this is one of the two best songs of the week. Eagles doing Best of My Love. This you can sing along with. This is very romantic. Glenn Frey. John Henley. Best of my love. Okay.
Wasting our time.
There you go. Kara says we've been infected by somebody else. Does this stuff. All right, let's get to number two. This was the biggest hit the average white band had in their career. Picking up the pieces. Supposed to be a soul group, but they never were on Soul Train with Don Cornelius, I'll tell you that. Because they were the whitest of the whiteys around, even though they sounded like Funkadelic. Average white band picking up the pieces.
This was their big hit, and it was written as a filler to finish an album. Never expected to be a hit.
Right, yeah. Well, how many of those studio circumstances that say they had that note, they had that much, they booked the studio for 4 hours or whatever, 10 hours. So, yeah, they have 15, 20 minutes left. Okay, let's do something. That's all this is. Yeah.
It's a big riff. It's a long, ongoing, fantastic riff.
Yep. All right, so that brings us around to the number one, the number one tune this week from 1975. Linda Ronstadt, her first week at number one with You're No Good, Baby. No Good. I'm not saying of Linda Ronstadt, although I had a mad crush on her.
Oh,
oh my God! Time came around for checking her out, and I really didn't like Jerry Brown because he was with her.
Oh, yeah.
One of the many reasons not to like Jerry Brown. But anyway, she was something else. Too bad now she's got bad Parkinson's and. And it just it spoils, you know, at the end
of
the life.
I love her Blue Bayou, her Blue Bayou.
Oh, yeah, also. Her voices. We were talking about Karen Carpenter earlier. Mm-hmm. This is another one of those great American white voices that is not equaled, frankly.
One of the best in the world.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so top five this week in 1975, Blackwater by the Doobies, Grand Funk's Some Kind of Wonderful is number four, Best of My Love by the Eagles, three, Average White Band picking up the pieces, two, and this one from Linda Ronstadt, number one, You're No Good. That's it, Throwback Thursday. Doug Steffen, Laura Banks, Kara Schillen. It's 28 after the hour here on the DJV program. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps as we go into Valentine's Day and beyond, you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
This is Stacy on her motorcycle.
What an incredible view!
And this is Stacy off her motorcycle.
Does this have sucralose in it?
On her motorcycle.
Oh, the wind in my hair!
Off her motorcycle.
It's pronounced et cetera, not et cetera.
On.
Woohoo! Yes!
Off.
No.
You're better on your bike. And with basic policies starting at $75 a year, quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Tax facts.
Tax time is here, and that's no time for guessing. So Staples has everything you need for tax season.
Like tax forms, organizational supplies, and TurboTax software.
And right now, you can save up to $15 on TurboTax software at Staples.
With TurboTax, there's no mystery, no guessing. So you report nothing but the tax facts.
Save up to $15 on TurboTax right now at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
In store only.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The CDC with a warning concerning coronavirus. The agency says it's expected to take a real foothold in the U.S. The head of the agency's Center for Respiratory Disease is saying that the U.S. will likely soon see the spread of the virus, which has killed more than 1,000 people, mostly in China, sickening tens of thousands more. New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo will be at the White House today for a meeting with President Trump. They're expected to discuss a recent Trump administration decision to prevent Empire
interstate residents from taking part in travel programs that allow folks to quickly pass through airport checkpoints and borders. The administration says New York is also blocking access to motor vehicle records on possible illegal immigrants. Cuomo denies it.
I believe it's about politics.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four after the hour on this Thursday, it's the DJV program without the J and the V. Jennifer's off today. Victoria's off today. Kara's at the controls as usual. And from the Star Gal Network, Laura Banks is here. I'm trying to, with each introduction, as people try to figure out who's that woman? Where's Jennifer? Where's Victoria? Who is this woman that he's got on there now? It's not an explosion, folks. It's not an implosion either. I found myself thinking to myself, wait a minute, Jennifer and Victoria, well, actually, Kara, who really kind of is my conscience, wait a minute, the both of them are going to be gone. And so it was a perfect time for me to introduce Laura into the mix here. She participates with me on the Your Hidden Power Show, which you can hear at yourhiddenpowershow.com, both the full version of the program and the podcast, focusing on the extrasensory world. Do you think that's good, Laura? the extra.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's not about extraterrestrials. It's just, well, it can be, I suppose.
Could be.
Manner of speaking, yeah.
Yeah.
But about the world outside of the markers.
Mm-hmm.
Laura, great astrologer, and she gives us that info. And I'm using that knowledge of her and what her expertise is to find out more about people. Looking at, you just looked up Michael Bloomberg's chart and see what he's all about. And I think it goes, you go down the pike, you can learn a lot. I have learned, I found astrology to be a fabulous tool in learning how, it's not how to do or not do, but how to work with people.
Yeah, it's
how to
understand. It's a 5,000-year-old science, Doug, and Albert Einstein believed in it. It, you know, Ptolemy, some of the great scientific and astronomical minds of the beginning of the study of the stars were involved in understanding their impact on us. I mean, look at the moon when it's full. We go crazy.
Crazy.
You think that the other
lunatic, where do you think that word came from? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it's very... Very much. We're all influenced by the planets more than we realize or perhaps want to acknowledge. Here's something else from way out there. If you have not heard or know that there are mysterious radio signals from space that are repeating themselves every 16 days, the first time we've heard about it, although, as usual, the government is trying to keep this information, but some of the researchers have now come out with the info about this pattern. A series of bursts of energy and noise from a single source, a half a billion light years away. They are FRBs, that's what they're called, Laura. Fast radio bursts. They're millisecond long bursts of radio waves. Individual radio bursts emit once and then they don't repeat, but repeating fast radio bursts are known to send out short, energetic radio waves a number of times. And usually when they repeat, it's kind of sporadic, it's in a cluster, at least the previous observations brought us to that conclusion. So between September of, 2018 and October of last year, researchers at the Canadian Hydrogen Intensity Mapping Experimental Fast Radio Burst Projection Collaboration have detected a pattern of bursts that occur every 16.35 days. Every 16.35 days since September of 2018, they have heard and noticed and marked down these radio signals from space. And so, let's see. Over the course of the past 4 days, the signal released a burst or two every hour, and then it goes silent for 12 days. At least that's the pattern it's in now. So the researchers are trying to trace the origin of the bursts, and they've gotten it down to this source that's a half a billion light years away. Can you imagine? This burst originated, if it's a half a billion light years away, that means that 500,000 years ago, what we are hearing now originated. Can you even imagine? Can our mind process that?
No, but sometimes I'll have bursts. Sometimes I'll have bursts of like that after a meal. So, you know. But I mean, it's like, how can we translate this? What's coming toward us in these bursts? Yeah. Of course, there's life out there.
Of course,
I always imagine it's some like life that's us. We're a duplicate out there living in an altered world.
Well, there are plenty of. I think it wasn't long ago, Carol. We talked about. I think there's 18 planets that have been discovered by NASA out there, even in this galaxy. Now, when you put together the idea, the reality, this is why it's so fascinating to talk about astrology, but other things that are real that people don't want to, they can't wrap their brains around it because our brains aren't big enough to understand or wrap around the concept of our planet, the third rock from the sun, in the smallest solar system in our galaxy, which is the smallest galaxy that at least we've been able to track in the universe of unending stars. I remember when my mother used to say to me, we go to the beach, there are more stars in the sky than there are grains of sand on the beach. And I thought, what are you talking about? But she was more than right about that. That was, just think about it. You can't understand how many stars there are, galaxies, solar systems, and with every single, this is another mind blower, with every single second that passes, a sun, or a planet that's like our sun, they call them suns, that gives energy to a solar system, blows up. And that somewhere, so a star that you're looking at in the sky from who knows where probably emitted that light maybe a billion years ago. Hello, who can even imagine? We live 100 years if we're lucky.
Yeah, or we're worried about Ashley Judd's cheeks.
Yeah, I know.
We've got this universe occurring around us.
Who's doing what with whom? The U.S. Air Force has updated dress and personal appearance policies. They've clarified the grooming and uniform standards for members who wear turbans and beards for religious reasons, other things that are required by certain religions, outlining the process to request these exemptions, set timelines for management to respond to the requests, ensures that the approvals will follow somebody through his or her career, at least in the Air Force. It has not been dealt with yet in the Army, but it has been dealt with in the Air Force. So I don't know. I guess I have mixed feelings about that. It seems to me that it's important that the uniforms be uniforms. I mean, we want to respect people's religion and their individuality and that sort of thing. But I think it's just dangerous. You got a big beard and you're trying to carry a gun around and all that stuff. I think
the beard could get in the way of the gun, you mean?
Yeah.
The gun goes off because your beard's tangled up in the
I think
gun.
Everybody in that, as a matter of fact, well, I'm old school enough to think it's kind of disgusting. Look at some of these athletes today and their hair, the facial hair.
Yeah.
I'm from, let's get a haircut. What, one of the teams requires that you be clean shaven and have a haircut. I can't remember which one it is.
Yeah, I think it's still the Yankees that do that.
The Yankees?
Yeah. But I will say in the military, I mean, a uniform is a uniform, but at least with Sikhs, I mean, even if they have a long beard, they typically wrap it up so it's right under the skin. Yeah, I don't think they're going to be walking around with a gun with a beard down mid-chest. I don't think anyone would do that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I just think under the circumstances that it makes good sense to be a little, survival is what it's all about. Every individual is thinking about survival, and I think sometimes you can run into some trouble connecting dots here.
Yeah. And in military, you got all dressed alike because you got to know who's on your side.
Yeah,
but
right.
Then there's people that say, oh, I would never wear what everyone expects me to wear, and I would never wear a uniform, and I would never. But here's what Frank Zappa said. He said, we all wear uniforms. So on some level, we're all dressing in a way that's conforming. And sorry, even for the revolutionaries, even for the outcasts, even for the people that live on the edge, you're wearing a uniform of some kind.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought, isn't it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That is interesting. I haven't thought about it. Yeah, we all are identified in different ways, but we do have our identity. That's
right.
Based on how we look. Yeah, clean-shaven or not, white hair or not, bleached, you know.
If it's anti-uniform, it's a uniform.
Yeah, it is a uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yep. How about
how you cover yourself up or you don't?
Work Frank Zappa into a conversation. Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's National Giving Hearts Day today. As we think about the month of February, a lot of things have Black History Month. It's Heart Month. And this is the day and the week and the month and the year. Maybe it gives you the opportunity to think about if you're helping and if you desire to help, who you're going to help, and to think about it in terms of charities. So this day is devoted to people's, I guess, consciousness much as anything else. Think about a charity. Do you have one that you support with regularity? If you're a donor to a charity, if that's cool, give today, Giving Hearts Day. Go to the website for this outfit, by the way, givinghearts.org, and it'll help you find charities that you can identify with your, what are you interested in? I'm interested in animals. I created a charity to help cows and horses and dogs in a sanctuary, and we're just kind of building on that now. That's something that's important to me. But if you have whatever it is that's important, save the planet. I don't know. You can give to whomever, but go check out the website, givingheartsday.org, to figure all that out and how you figure into that. Would you do that? I think that would be very cool. Thank you very much. It's time for us to think about bills and debts and credit cards and all that good stuff. How many credit cards do you have? And are they all at zero? Or do you build up after the holidays, you look at your credit card and say, oh my God, did I spend that much money? And how am I going to pay it? You know, if you pay the minimum on your credit card, I love it. You know, they're now required by law, Laura. If you look at your credit card statements, they're required to tell you, if you only pay the minimum, how long it'll take you to pay it off?
Oh, gosh.
We're getting back into those light years again up in the planets and the universe.
Yeah.
All right. Exactly. It's the same thing. I have one credit card that has like $12,000 on it, and you eco-air. But if you take the maximum amount of time, it would take like 140 years to pay it off at the minimum balance. You know, that kind of nonsense.
Yeah.
At a 29% interest rate. So don't get yourself into that hole. Call the credit card debt hotline at 800-560-6760. Find out how you can reduce your payments to a fraction of what's on the page that says, you owe us this. Call now for the free consultation, 800-560-6760. Let's face it, we all want to owe less. We sometimes get a little crazy and get out of control. If it is in that circumstance with you, so do something about it. Don't just sit there, oh, man, how am I going to pay this off? Call these people and see what you can work out. Credit card debt hotline, legitimate way for you to reduce your payments, 800-560-6760.
Drinking plenty of water, eating right, exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Say cheese!
That's a great photo!
Right? I love the all-new dual-camera system with ultra-wide on my iPhone 11. You know, at Sprint, you can get the amazing iPhone 11 for $0 a month when you trade in your iPhone 6S or newer. And it can be in any condition.
Really?
Really. You'll also get a $100 prepaid MasterCard when you switch, too.
A $100 prepaid MasterCard? Brand new iPhone 11? I'm in. I'm headed to a Sprint store today.
It's sizzling Sprint Week. Now through February 16th, get the amazing iPhone 11 for $0 a month and get $100 when you switch. Visit your local Sprint store to learn more. iPhone 11, 64 gigabytes, $0 a month after $29.17 a month. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires unlock trade, 18-month lease, new line of service, and approved credit. If you cancel early, you remain a balance due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes tax, restrictions apply. Card requires port, online registration, 60 days of service on a new line before card ships. Card terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Member FDIC.
Hey, here's an idea. Switch to Sprint for great savings for you and your family. How about that for an idea? Switch to Sprint. Great savings for your family. The DJV program, thank you, Laura, for being here today. It's been very instructive, very helpful, a lot of fun, things that we learned about each other, things that I want to have people continue to think about in this era of always kind of thinking about ourselves. This is the week, if you will, because it's Valentine's week, for us to think about others. Love is, of all passions, the absolute strongest. It attacks simultaneously the head, the heart, and the senses. And ain't that the truth? That's from a Chinese philosopher named Lao Tzu. Love is, of all passions, the strongest one. Attacking simultaneously the head, the heart, and the senses. And don't you wish we could all have that in unison, not just in Valentine's, in terms of Valentine's Day, but in our lives every day. It would certainly eliminate a lot of the crap that we have to deal with in our lives. The personal crap, the crap with business, the, you know, all of the things. Just, it isn't, you don't think about just yourself. Because, I mean, you got to take care of yourself, but not just think about yourself. Doug Steff and Laura Banks on the DJV program with Kara at 10 before the hour.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I never saw that movie, but I guess I'm going to learn a lot about it, maybe more than I needed to know or thought I wanted to know, because Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here, and he wants to talk about, there's a sequel, actually, that people are getting excited about, because Rick Moranis is going to, in fact, come out of retirement. Is that right, Chucker?
Right. I find the story really interesting. Rick Moranis, who has not worked in theatrical feature films since the 80s, he did the last movie called Big Bully. I think it was opposite Tom Arnold, has agreed to come out of retirement to co-star in Disney's Honey, I Shrunk the Kids sequel. This will be the third one. It's titled Shrunk. 30-plus years later, he finally decides to come out and make a movie. The interesting part is they just filmed Ghostbusters Afterlife, and I know the producers of that film wanted him to reprise his role of I think it's Tully in that film, and he chose not to do that, but he chose to do this one. So it'll be an interesting project to see him back in it, though.
So what's he been doing? What has he been doing for a living? How's he been making a living? Is he a stockbroker or something?
I don't know exactly what he does. I do not. I know he plays musical instruments, but I don't know if he makes a living doing it or writing songs. I don't know what he does. But
interesting to look at some of these famous actors and actresses and find out what they have also done to earn a living in their lifetime.
Well, that is a great question, especially a lot of actors and actresses who've been like on the lower level. Now, I'm not talking about the A-list superstar. I mean, some people who got a TV gig that lasted a few years and then you don't see them anymore. It is interesting what they do, for a living. The one good thing about these conventions they do around the country, Doug, is it gets a lot of these actors and actresses on a lower level to continue to make a pretty decent living simply signing autographs at a page. I'll give you an example. Now, this is a story I heard the other day. There's going to be this is more A-list, but there's going to be a convention. I forgot where, but the original cast of Back to the Future, Michael J. Fox, Christopher Lloyd, the Leah Thompson, are going to be at a convention. A few of the other,
really?
And to take a picture of the cast will cost $1,000.
Woo! Wow,
a lot of money. Now let me ask you a question: is that fair to the fan base, or is that just the way it is? How many people are going to actually get to do? I think they're limiting it to 300.
They must have done a little bit of research to know what people, what the level tolerance. They can go to, the tolerance level, where people actually, if they're nuts about the series. But, wow, it's a lot of money.
Would you pay for an autograph from anybody?
No.
Okay.
Well, maybe that's not true. I don't know. I mean, there are some people who I respect and regard. I'm a fan of Kiefer Sutherland, so I might spend a couple of bucks for that just for fun. But I don't think I have to because, you know, with the radio thing. You remember you were on my program? Yeah, okay, here's. But why would, you know what, I'm not a star sucker. It doesn't mean anything to me. I remember once I got Neil, who was it? One of the, Neil.
Armstrong?
No. Well, I did actually. Oh. Yeah, a couple of astronauts had signatures I got. But Neil Sedaka, who was a pop singer from the 60s.
Sure.
I got his autograph.
Yeah.
But, you know, so what? It's just kind of a nice thing to do if you want to get somebody's autograph. Hello. Get your own
big
autograph.
Business, though. It is very big business, these conventions. There's some of these people make $100,000 in a weekend.
Money.
A lot. Yeah, it's really good. Some other news. Disney's fastly moving forward with a sequel to its live-action Aladdin. Will Smith will be back as a genie. Believe it or not, that was the highest-grossing film in Will Smith's career. And
Sylvester
Stallone, it actually was. It actually made more money grossing-wise than Independence Day. It did well over $1 billion.
Are those
world.
Bad Boy movies? Well, I thought those were cash cows, too.
They were, but not a billion-dollar franchise. I think maybe $600 million worldwide, some of the films. This one, the latest one's doing pretty good. Now, over Gemini Man, which he did last year, bombed, but Aladdin and now Bad Boys for Life has done very well. One other bit of news, Sylvester Stallone keeps going at it, Doug, currently filming an action superhero movie called Samaritan, and he's going to bounce into a action thriller titled Little American, which is an escape from New York type plot line that takes place in a foreign country. So here's the guy in his 70s still doing
keep going, he's my age,
film.
Keep at it. The Oscars the other night, after Jeff Bezos was recognized, they were teasing him from, I think Steve Martin was teasing him. Next day, he signed a deal to buy David Geffen's old Beverly Hills house for $165
million. Yeah, I saw that.
Some sort of chump change.
In the
aftermath, Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Will Ferrell were interviewed. Apparently, he said, I love Seinfeld and Veep. She said, I don't like any of your movies.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.